More than 400 people died from drug overdoses in Allegheny County last year. Many of them were due to opioids, specifically heroin. As public health officials continue to battle the opioid epidemic, healthcare professionals are looking for new ways to help patients transition from drug addiction to recovery. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed brings us the stories of three people recovering from substance use disorders who now work as peer specialists in drug and alcohol recovery at UPMC. Hospitals.
My name is David Gardner, and I work out of UPMC Mercy.
My name is Dana Grant. I work at UPMC East.
My name is Amber Shrey. I work at McKeesport Hospital.
The most important thing is to lift the stigma of those who are suffering from substance use disorder. And we, all three of us, are in recovery, and we maintain recovery, and we are to self-disclose our journey, how we stay clean and sober one day at a time.
This is that face of hope. You know, this is what recovery looks like. You know, this is what it looks like to have a life. This is what it looks like to have a family. This is what it looks like to maintain recovery. And this is what it looks like to help people get from the fire into, you know, the light.
I get constantly at the hospital that I'm a real person. And I always tease them when they say that, well, of course I'm a real person. And so is everybody else. No, you don't understand. You're a real person. No, I do understand. I get what you're saying. There's a level of comfort there.
So I was 26 when I got sober, when I started my journey, currently 55 years old. The thing that happened to me is I lost myself, and it was a gradual thing. I maintained a very good front, and I only showed people what they wanted to see. But basically, I lost myself. I could literally not look at myself in the mirror anymore.
I started drinking, I was probably 6 or 7 years old. My mom is a bartender, so I would steal the booze from behind the bar and put it in my bag, and I saw these guys at the bar, and they were always so happy, you know, they were always so happy at the bar. And I wanted that happiness because I felt like I was dead on the inside. And as I grew older, the drinking progressed, and then it turned into pills. Like when my grandmother passed away, I stole her pills.
I've been sober for 4.5 years now. I was forced into mine. I'm not even gonna lie. I was given one of two options: to sober up and maintain sober, or lose my son. I chose to sober up. That fear of losing my son was way too much for me.
And what were you using?
I'm an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. And so, when did you start drinking?
I started drinking when I was 14 years old because I thought I was cool, and apparently I wasn't.
My disorder was there long before I picked up my first drink.
So it was alcohol for you?
Well, put it this way. What I remember.
It's great that you can laugh.
Well, that's the thing about recovery, is that you learn to laugh again. I never thought. My very first meeting, when I walked into those rooms, I was scared to death, and I wasn't sure if I belonged there or not. And I saw these people laughing, and I saw these people talking, and I saw the camaraderie. And I was thinking to myself, they don't have anything in them. And at first, I thought they were lying. And I have to ask, how do you do it? How do you do this? And I wanted it.
I was on my way to drive my car off a bridge. I did not choose sobriety. I chose death. I wanted to die. I did not want to be alive, and I could not imagine my life sober. So my six-year-old at the time said that I was broken, and he needed a new mom, and he chose my mom. So I was driving home, and something in my brain must have clicked, because I firmly believe that God had reached down and plucked me up and stuck me into the Anala Club for their 10 o'clock meeting, because I did not choose to go there. I did not say, hey, I'm going to go get sober. My choice was to drive my car off the bridge.
I lost so much of my son growing up because I wasn't able to go to the Christmas performance for kindergarten because I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of bed. And now that I can do it, I don't miss anything.
It is not a weakness of character. It is a disorder. It's a substance use disorder. And there's no graduation day. It's a lifelong way of life.
I gave things up willingly and unwillingly to addiction that I got back today. You know, and that's what recovery is. Recovery is putting things back. Recovery is getting things back. You know, recovery is not about putting down the drink. Recovery is not about putting down the needle. Recovery is about getting things back in our lives.